USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Here's your update from USA Radio News on the coronavirus. The death toll from the global pandemic surpassed 10,000 people worldwide. The UN chief warned of a looming global recession, perhaps of record dimensions. California Governor Gavin Newsom ordered the state's 40 million residents to stay at home indefinitely. And at the other end of the country, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo issued a similar order starting Sunday that all workers in non-essential businesses must stay home, and all gatherings of any size will be banned in the state of more than 19 million people. President Donald Trump invoked the Defense Production Act to get needed medical supplies on the front lines, and the federal income tax filing deadline was pushed from April 15th to July 15th, and members of President Donald Trump's economic team convened on Capitol Hill to start negotiations with Senate Republicans and Democrats racing to draft a $1 trillion plus economic rescue package. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Supreme Court reported that the nine justices are healthy and trying to stay that way. They held their regularly scheduled private conference, with some of the justices participating remotely, and those who were in the building did not engage in the tradition of shaking hands. The court plans to issue opinions Monday in cases argued during the fall and winter without taking the bench. The last time that happened was when the court decided Bush versus Gore late in the evening of December 12, 2000, settling the 2000 presidential election in favor of Republican George W. Bush. Six of the nine justices are 65 and older and at a higher risk of getting very sick from the coronavirus, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It is official. Tom Brady is no longer a New England Patriot, as the six-time Super Bowl champion quarterback signed a two-year contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Embarking on a new football journey, getting a guaranteed contract of $50 million, including $10 million in signing bonuses and $15 million in salary for 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This is Baby by Jimmy Fallon. That's me.
As schools close indefinitely, children are now being forced to adjust to learning at home, and some kids may now become food insecure. A group of celebrities, including Jennifer Garner, Amy Adams, and Jimmy Fallon, are hoping to ease both of the challenges. They're working with Save the Children and No Kid Hungry, two organizations that work to ensure children around the world have resources to grow up healthy. To get more information, go to #SaveWithStories. Actor and singer Kenny Rogers, who spanned jazz, folk, rock, country, and pop, has passed away. He died at his home in Sandy Springs, Georgia. He was under hospice care and died of natural causes. His breakthrough came when he was asked to join the folk group The New Christie Minstrels in 1966. The band reformed as The First Edition and scored a pop hit, which later became famous in the movie The Big Lebowski.
I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
After the group broke up in 1974, Rogers started his solo career and found a big hit with the sad country ballad Lucille in 1977, which earned Rogers his first Grammy. He won his second Grammy after being part of a movie, The Gambler.
You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be times when you don't have enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Kenny Rogers was 81. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.